This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Redskins beat the Giants on Thursday night in a game in which Kirk Cousins at one point fell in the pocket for a sack. Another play, pick six interception when his cleat got stuck in the ground. Surface looked terrible on TV. How many aerial shots did they show? They kept talking about it.
It kept happening, and every time it was more embarrassing than the last time. It's beyond. I mean, it happens over the course of a game. And you look late last night in that game, that Pittsburgh Green Bay game. Yeah, the center of the field is chewed up. That's where 11 players line up against 11 players. The majority of the action takes place in there. That's going to happen. This was basically, it looked like infield dirt. It looked like Oakland's Coliseum without what was supposed to be grass on the ground. It's a terrible surface. It's really, really bad. Everybody knows that it's really bad. Articles have been written ever since Robert Griffin's knee was destroyed in January of 2013. That's been the conversation for years. It gets voted the worst in the league every single year by the guys that have to come and play on it. Nobody can believe that an NFL organization has a surface that's this bad. And you're in one of two camps. You don't care. I don't get that, by the way. Or two, you're embarrassed by it. And I'm in the latter camp. I'm embarrassed by it. And I just wish that these billionaires that are sitting in the room right now smoking their cigars were as embarrassed as I was as a Redskins fan. And they can do something about it, and I can't.
Yeah, I think that they have tried. And I want to give them some credit for that. I think that they have sunk some money into trying to fix, whether it's the draining system or some of the things below the ground. I don't really have a good answer. I'd be curious, like, if Bruce Allen was willing to talk about this, why not field turf? Is it just as simple as, the coach doesn't want it. The players don't want it. You want natural grass. And do you have to use the type of grass that you use? Because all the grass experts that call in tell us, well, they're using Kentucky. They need to use Kentucky bluegrass, yeah, and they're using this.
It's Bermuda, which is a warm weather mouth. Again, I'm not a horticulturist. I don't know anything about greenskeeping. I do know that their grass sucks, and do something different immediately. I know that.
Let's go to Michael in D.C. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Michael.
Gentlemen, that's pretty simple. Dan Snyder doesn't care about the Redskins or the fans. I was at a Giants game. They ran out of a bottle of water. We have a quarterback we trade the farm for. He breaks his knee. He simply doesn't care. He's not that rich relative to other owners. For him to spend $10 million is a dent in his pocket or whatever we need to get done. It's an eyesore. It's embarrassing. We should be talking about how bad Dan Snyder is. We need to get a joint owner in there. You need to get someone in there. You don't need to be below the grass. You don't need to fix above the grass. What they're going to do next is we're gonna try to. There's just nothing they can do except get this little weasel out of the office and give us a place to play. A place to play, please.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Snyder has never been cheap, specifically with things that people can see.
I think this is an important distinction.
People can see the grass. So that's why I think if this is something you can spend money on and you just wave a wand over it and it's done and you don't have to worry about it anymore, he would spend. I'll give you an example. A couple years ago, someone came forward and said, why don't they just re-sod in the second half of the year? You know what they did? They did it for a couple straight years. Now, I don't think they did this year. And my reasoning for that is how the grass looked the other night. But I think the reason for that is that they didn't have a three-week stretch without a game. Look
up
the schedule.
Yep.
I had a conversation. I went to FedEx when I was on the beat and talked to someone about this at one point. It takes something like 2 or 3 weeks after you lay down the new sod for like the grass to take in the ground, basically, so that you can play on it. So they have played home, away, home, away, home, away. They haven't had a chance in the second half to this point where they've had a three-week window. And what they've done in the past is legitimately like that night, overnight, the game ends. They get out their machines, they take up the sod, they lay the sod in the next 24 hours, and they need every minute they can. So they start at like 4:15 with this process on the Sunday of the last game so that the next Sunday they can play the game. I don't think they had that window this year is my guess. And I don't know definitively that they didn't. That's just what it looks like to me.
So here's my one counter. Dan Snyder loves to walk into the room with the other billionaires and say, I just spent $100 million on my new toy, a.k.a. Albert Hainsworth, right? They love to compare their helicopters and their private things and that and the other thing. What he has never spent on is, as you said, the stuff that you can't see or the stuff that doesn't directly correlate. So he's spent on players.
But that's why I'm saying, what has he spent? You know, I know he spent $50,000 to lay grass. I know that.
Yeah.
Has he spent $127,000 to fix everything under the ground that prevents you from keeping grass?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know either.
Yeah, so I know that it took an eternity to get the ability to practice inside when it rained. I know it took the eternity since he was in charge of that terrible facility out in Ashburn, which is 32 out of 32, by the way, to have like a legitimate NFL-caliber training table and food. It took Mike Shanahan coming in to fix that operation. It took an awful lot for them to get up to just below average in the NFL. And they're still behind when it comes to taking care of their players, et cetera, et cetera. That's not sexy. There's nothing you could see there. There's no headlines to be grabbed by saying, we have a masseuse on staff now to help the players out. There's nothing sexy about that. That doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help him at his billionaire club meetings. I think this falls into that. Even though it's embarrassing, I don't think the embarrassment gets back to him. I don't think it does.
He sees it, though. You can see the aerial shots. You can see the conversation as Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth are talking about the grass as another guy slips and falls. He falls in love with these players, some of whom get hurt on that surface, and the surface is part of it.
Yeah, if 2012 didn't change anything, nothing will.
I tend to agree, but I think it kind of did. They started resodding after that. I mean, they made adjustments after that. They just haven't fixed it. I don't know if it's a fixable problem, but my point is maybe the next conversation we have to have is, even if everybody likes natural grass, if you can't grow and keep natural grass all season, maybe it's just not an option.
Yeah, you can't do it, apparently.
Maybe it's just field turf or bust. Chris is in D.C. on the Fan. What's up, Chris?
What's up, fellas? I really think this is much to do about nothing. I'm correct. Don't the NFL inspect every playing surface and deem it safe or unsafe?
Well, yeah, they have to check the surface before the game to make sure you can play on it safely, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's in compliance. I'm sorry that it's an asshole, but the bottom line is this. I mean, both teams to play on the field. I think Cousins said it best. I mean, you got to wear longer cleats, longer spikes in your cleats, and maybe that's out the problem.
But you don't think the Redskins, like, who play there every single week and have for years, know that, Chris? You don't think that they've adjusted the cleats they wear and what kind of spikes they have? I'm sure that they've tried those things.
Well, the reason why I say, because Cousin bought it, the only reason why I bought it, because he says maybe they need to do something different as they prepare for it. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist guy, but it seems to me it's like we try to make an excuse for it. We don't win these last two games like we did last year against the New York Giants and the Carolina Panthers because guys were slipping and falling.
The field's got nothing to do with that. We're having an entirely different conversation, Go ahead.
I'm just saying, as a whole, we're in compliance, fellas. I mean, it feels like compliance. I'm pretty sure if something was unsafe. I mean, I'm pretty sure the players.
Nobody's saying unsafe, but you don't think it's embarrassing what it looks like? You don't think it plays terribly every single year? You disagree with that?
I think this is much to do about nothing, fellas. It's a football field. As long as it has 100 yards, everything. I don't care what it's dirt saying. As long as it's compliance and everything is A-OK, let's play football. Let's play ball, fellas.
Yeah, that's cool, tough guy talk. It's worse than high school fields.
He's the toughest guy.
It's worse
guy,
than
man.
College football fields locally. Maryland could have grass if they felt like
honest to God, there aren't high school football fields in worse shape around here at the nice school.
And
there just aren't.
Relative to the other teams, it is unsafe. I mean, you've got the injuries. You've got the danger to prove it. You've got a bad surface. I don't know why that doesn't matter to a Redskins fan. For a guy that's all about pride, who loves to call us and wants revenge and payback and this and that, Where's your sense of pride? Aren't you embarrassed when that crap is on television? Here's where we need to start from. This is unacceptable. Panic. Everybody panic until it's solved. Run around like crazy people until it doesn't look that way anymore. You can't work back from, well, we tried to resod. Alert! Alert! Unacceptable! Unacceptable! Alarm goes off. Nothing should be done until that's fixed. It's so fixable and it's so horrendous. It's so, so bad. Everything that we have, every meeting over there shouldn't be about anything else but to fix the most embarrassing thing about this organization since they've been at FedEx Field. It's so awful. It's worse than Cleveland. You are worse than Cleveland. Way to go. Way to go, everybody that's involved. Everybody should be hanging their heads in shame every time they're on television. The nation gets to turn in. Their lonely eyes don't turn to Joe DiMaggio. They turn to the brown crap that passes for a field surface. You're worse than elementary schools. Way to go, jackasses.
Grant and Danny, 106.7, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.